Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
On the run into the most exciting season in the history of football is underway. The mighty Reds are in the hunt for 4 trophies, and we have got that covered from all angles, whether it's pre-game.
There are big similarities between United and Liverpool because of the history and the success and the demand to be the best.
Post-game, when Liverpool got better in the second half, it came because we unleashed Andy Roberts.
A plus. Yes, excellent work in the XG goal timeline graph.
Documentaries.
So why not take a trip back in time with me now as we look at the story of a crew?
Features.
Oh, his name is Thiago.
And interviews.
Yeah, I played against him in I think it was just after lockdown. We played Blackburn and played Liverpool at Anfield.
There has never been a better time to join Red Men Plus and get yourself more Red Men content, more cultural features, closer access to the city of Liverpool, the club, and the vibes on the streets of Liverpool as we head towards an unprecedented end to the 2022 season. What a ride it has been. Come and join us over on redmenplus.com. It is a streaming service was built specifically for Liverpool fans, and we want you over there, whether you like video content or podcast content. We have got you covered in your native podcasting app. There are 2 tiers available. Club Captain gets you access to all of the content, but if you want more, if you want to get closer to the Red Men TV team, then you can join as a club legend, get access to our Discord group, and don't forget there's also a whole bunch of extra perks, including free merchandise. Oh yes, and live show tickets as well. Red Men Plus, the best independent Liverpool media streaming service on the planet today. Get involved. Head to redmenplus.com.
Jürgen, obviously you can go back to the top of the table on Saturday. Spurs are chasing Champions League qualification. So what does all that say about the test that you're facing this weekend?
Massive test, definitely. I think if I would watch from outside on it, I would say, okay, that would be difficult, yeah, for Liverpool. And I don't even have to look from the outside because I'm inside and know, yes, that will be difficult because of the situation. They all teams fight for everything, but obviously Tottenham has a massive quality. They are not, especially away from home, they are now not too much bothered about having the ball all the time, stuff like this. They defend compact and these kind of things. And then obviously some of the best counter-attacking players in the world. That's definitely the truth as well. So we need to find solutions for that. And that's what we try. And then give it a go. So anyway, so like it's difficult, we know since we started long ago, and now this one is difficult as well, but I'm still looking forward to it.
Obviously we will look at it in the context of the title race as well and see it as a chance again to put pressure on Manchester City. Do you view their Champions League exit though as one that could have an adverse effect on their league form, or is the likelihood that it makes them even more focused, even more determined not to let the Premier League slip?
With all the things we know about City, I would rather think the second. That's how it is, because it's now they are too good and these kind of things. Yes, it was massive blow. I think everybody was like ready to switch the television off, like nearly, and then all of a sudden part two started, and that was really harsh, I can imagine. But so I cannot see them. So yes, the night I had nights like this, it's not cool. next morning is not enjoyable. But there's a moment when you then realize, okay, we cannot change that anymore, but now we have to focus on that, and that's Newcastle on Sunday, and they will be ready.
I will ask you just briefly about facing Real Madrid in the Champions League final, because Mo posted on social media that we have a score to settle after it was confirmed that you will face Real Madrid. He went as far as saying revenge at the Football Writers Awards as well. How do you feel about facing Real Madrid again after what happened in 2018?
When we lost that final, actually, my favorite solution would have been, let's play the final again next year, and it's against Real Madrid. To be honest, that was in that moment. So, but we faced Tottenham, which was absolutely fine in Madrid. So Madrid seems to be our destiny, and absolutely fine. It was strange and unlucky for City, but what Madrid did is outstanding. So they got through against PSG, against Chelsea, and against City. We said it before, when we play Villarreal, if you knock out Juve and Bayern, yeah, you deserve to be in the semifinal. I said, if you knock out these three guys, then you deserve definitely to be in the final. They are now the massive favorites, all the experience they have and all this kind of thing. So we are more experienced than we were, probably, but it's obviously not to compare. A lot of players are still in for them, for us, which is good sign as well, obviously. It will be great. So that we were not happy that night, that's clear. But that's a while ago. But I'm happy to go there and give it a try, to be honest. So but until then, a lot of games to play, and you will ask so many questions about Real Madrid between now and then. So I think we can stop here. But what Carlo did there obviously is absolutely incredible. And anyway, if you go to a final, I think it's good to have the idea that you want to win it, and that's what we will work on in the week between the 22nd and the 28th. So not before.
Simon, I'll come back to Spurs then.
Thank you.
I know you touched upon it there, but a lot of people are seeing this as maybe your biggest threat, the biggest potential banana slipper for Belgium. What do you see as their main challenge to you this weekend?
Quality of the opponent, which is the main. I actually think the challenge we faced in the last few weeks playing at Newcastle was now not an easy task. And especially 3 days after we played Villarreal, and these kind of between two Villarreal games, really, it was really not easy. So this time we have a day longer to prepare, which is now, which feels like a week holiday, to be honest. It's unbelievable. It gives us the chance to prepare properly and not in a rush. But it's only one time the case, because then we play already Aston Villa on Tuesday night. So that's clear. But the main challenge is the quality of the opponent. Yeah? So, and when you think about how Tottenham wins the games, of course they have a brilliant football team, but the way they set it up with the five, and then where I want to see it, offensively or defensively, with the four and the one, or with the two and the three, and all up front, speed like crazy, Harry Kane, what a player, and obviously fits in that idea extremely well. There's a blind understanding between them and these kind of things. So I say it is probably the biggest challenge for protection we face for a long time, because each mistake you make there, you have to win a football game, you have to create, you have to be high up the pitch. That's why you score the goals. The moment you lose it, you should be immediately around all of them. Immediately, and that's difficult. So we have to, that's just football. We have to find a way to keep them calm as often as possible, because it will not be possible all the time.
I know it's been a long season for you, the amount of games you've had to play. So how are they, both in, I suppose, body and in mind? And Roberto, and I've travelled with you. Is he ready to be involved this weekend?
I don't know, but he's ready. He's back in training. So now we have to make a decision about that. So it's like, The food thing didn't let him do a lot. We had to let it settle, and then now we have to make sure that he has a few proper sessions. Obviously, we have enough games, still. Though it's very important that we have to make sure that we get him in the best possible shape. And it might, I didn't make a decision, but it might be possible that he makes for him more sense just to train through the weekend and be then a big step closer for Tuesday, for example. But let's see. Yesterday wasn't training, was great. Day before, when did we train? First time after. Tuesday we trained Wednesday. Wednesday we didn't. We trained there. Yesterday was Thursday. Yeah, trained yesterday. So everybody sorry. Okay. Hmm? Okay. Yes, don't have my smartphone here, but because I get messages pretty late, but when I watched it last time, yes.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Thank you, Juliet.
Yeah, we're going to try and spoke in the week about the run that you're having, the end of season, how quick all these games are coming up. But you say when you get close to what the team want to achieve or be successful in, you know, you get those memories of what it felt like having won in situations before. I was just wondering, how is it easy to emotionally detach yourself from that when you're getting closer and closer and obviously more success could well be on the way to achieving and switching off from those times?
Yeah, okay, I think that in the end it's all emotions and it's all fine. We obviously most, even when we are a lot together, we still are a lot alone with the things upstairs, and but it can lead to the first half against Villarreal, and it can lead to the second half against Villarreal. So what is it? So we were in similar situations, never before in the same situation. The only thing, that's why it makes it so easy for us to, at least as I understand it, for us to prepare or be prepared for it, because we never changed. We just prepare the next game. So with a lot of good experiences and results in our, like, you know, what is that, in our bag. And that's it. And this time it's Tottenham. So, and everybody, that's it. So we don't think too much, but it's more a feeling that we know that we get closer. And end of May, if you look at, what is this, the 6th or so. So in 22 days, 23 days, we know everything. Well, between now and then, a lot of games. And we cannot play them all together, but we can then play one after the other, and that's what we do. And it's now it's Tottenham. Yes, the feeling is good, but we still are able to play a half, like a first half against Villarreal. We felt brilliant before the game and played really bad. So let's make sure that we play good.
Julia from Merseyside, then we go to Carmack.
Following on from that, what challenge is it for you and your coaching staff right now? So three competitions, a couple of games a week, all the travelling. I just wondered about, you don't get much time on the training pitch or as much time to look at the opposition. I presume it's longer hours for you at the moment, working hours. But what kind of challenge or new challenges is that for you personally and the coaching staff?
It's actually like it always was, just for a longer period in the season. So usually in this moment in time, you have no, we play already like Saturday, because maybe you're not in that final or that final. So that means we never can really train. We spoke about that quite frequently here. Nobody gives us time to train. We recover, have a minus one session and go from there. Today is the only session we have, real session. Analyze never changed. That's exactly the same amount of games we watch or minutes we invest in that. That never changed yet. That keeps you obviously busy, but that's that we cannot prepare the next game lesser good just because we have a lot of games that will never happen. And that's why it's busy, clear. But it's the best reason to be busy, I can imagine, to be honest. So it's the things we love to do. And what Julia said now, but it was like it's really more underneath that you really don't feel the intensity that much. So it's like you just go for it. It's because you know it's final here, final there. Everybody's asking for Champions League tickets, everybody's asking for FA Cup tickets. It's like a mess, and we don't even know if we get any. So ourselves and all these kind of things. So I will probably be in the stadium, but around us, you want to book a hotel in Paris and you think, oh my God, we obviously should finance the French for the next, I don't know how many years. So, and all these kind of things. So it's all around, but it's the best reason to be busy. And that's what we, but never will drop is the preparation for the game. So not on the training pitch, we get used to it. But in the meetings, boys need all the necessary information. Not too much, but the necessary ones. So that's what we try.
Yeah, we go to Carl, then Neil to finish, and we go to the breakout thing. Carl, at the back of the room.
Oh.
We've spoken a lot about Luis Diaz and how well he's done since he came in. I'm just wondering if you can tell us about what his impact, his arrival has, you know, on the impact of the squad and maybe on how it impacted your season. Late in January, gave that little boost in the transfer window.
Yeah, unbelievable impact, clear. Because I think each squad in the world there's enough space in each squad in the world for a world class player. To be honest, and that's what Luis is. That's why we were so desperate to get him, and that's why we were so happy that we could have. Got him, and makes all the difference. So if you watch whatever, if you go through our games in the Champions League, playing in the Champions League, when we played Porto, he was still there. So so it's really strange. It's a really strange situation. Now it goes with us to the final, which is absolutely outstanding. You could see what it means to him. Yes, having an outstanding player is good for each squad. It was good for us, definitely. Not only because we had the African Cup and the boys were not here, but because of that as well. So, really, thank God we made that decision because it helped everywhere. And he is so it's so much up to him, more than it was to other players maybe, because he communicates really with everybody without really speaking the language. Okay, we have the Spanish faction, that's no problem. They are really close. They helped him so much. Thiago, Fab, Ali, Bobby, all these kind of guys, a lot. Adrian is great in these aspects. But he's really close with Curtis. He's really close with Harvey. I have no idea how they talk, to be honest. But he's really close. It's just on an emotional basis, they are like this. And they were after a week. And that's really strange. But it's up to him.
Sorry,
we've got a couple more cards. We've got Neil, and then we've got this is from Dazone in Japan, and then we go to the breakout. Yes, Neil. Hi. So, yeah, in Villarreal, obviously going back out and tapping the fans that were in the away end, obviously it was not great weather over in Spain. Just with this time of year, obviously they're going through so much money, so much energy, how much inspiration is that giving you?
It's so
touching, I can't believe it. Honestly, I thought the only difference in Villarreal was the rain was warm. But that was the only difference. The sky was grey and all these kind of things. We left here with the weather, then we arrived in Villarreal. There was a moment when we got really angry, all of us. I thought, what is that? But that's great. And now when you see the ticket prices and all this kind of stuff, the amount of tickets you get only for the... I'm not sure. Did I read? Is it right that we get only 20,000? They get 20,000, 75,000 in? That makes 35,000. What? Where are these tickets? So But these tickets are really expensive. I cannot be more appreciative. I cannot be more thankful for what the people are doing. What unbelievable! I know it's massive. What they ask for, and as if you want the only bad thing about the journey we're in, to us, I really hope they all can make it somehow and can create there. Of course, they will create an incredible atmosphere. It's nice. So if you don't get a ticket, so don't want to invite now people to Paris, but this time it's big enough. I did last time for Basel and whole Switzerland. It was like this. But I think Paris is big enough that we can go there without a ticket and have a good time, behave yourself, but be in the best possible mood. So these kind of things, it's a great thing. And if you cannot go there, then watch it here in any kind of surrounding. It will be absolutely fantastic. But this, what I love about this game is really the world will be red or white, but everybody will be either or. So, and that's really cool. And it makes it a proper final, obviously. And yeah, but it's difficult to get there. And whoever followed us all the time or only one time, I can only say thank you very much. You made it really special. That's how it is, because wherever we were, they made it our ground. People, the boys won all away games in this campaign, which is absolutely incredible. Yeah, because we had so much support wherever we were.
Thanks. Final question then from DAZN Jeff Hunt, until we go to the breakout. Yes.
Do you have an email on me?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Don't.
Oh, good. Yeah. Fine.
I'm trying to become a football manager. Ali, you're such a prolific manager, and can you tell us three things that you value the most as a football manager?
Wow. Can you believe, I was now a little bit, I was thinking, but again, what three things about becoming a football manager, or what you need to be a football manager, or what was it?
What do you value the most?
Qualities, I guess.
Qualities, yeah. Oh. Never thought about it, really. Sorry. So, that's the wrong start. If you want to become a football manager, you have to watch football like crazy. The rest you will realize later. So just watch football, coach teams, start wherever you are, which level, U15, U16, U10s, go out on a pitch and do exactly that. And don't, yeah, the dreams come later. First, you have to work. Second question?
So you've been working with Japanese players, Kurawa and Goldman, and Minamino here. What do you think is a great quality about Japanese players? Why do you?
First and foremost, congratulations. Both are fantastic representatives, whatever, of Japan, either with Shinji for me in Dortmund or Taki here. Fantastic boys. Fantastic footballers, and it's one of the hardest thing I had to do in the moment. When Take is not involved, it's really hard, because the last thing he deserves is not being involved. He trains incredible. Just that the team, and since Taki came here, improved a lot. I like a lot the steps he made and all these kind of things. How he deals with the setbacks is insane, because the setbacks with not being involved from time to time, and it's really hard, because he never gives up. He always stays positive. He always goes for everything, and he's a big part of the story of this team this year and last year. So, no, you should be really proud of them.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.